final plan.
Final frontier.
Boldly go where no conservative mom has ever gone before.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Diane Linderman.
Where's the outrage? It's the zombie apocalypse. Whoa, I'm waking up. This girl is on fire.
This girl is on fire. This girl is
This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. Welcome back. Forgot where we were for a minute. Hi, everybody. This is Diane Linderman again, and this is Everything That Matters. Sometimes I can't hear myself because of the music. And we talk about everything that matters in life, business, parenting, cooking, kitchen table, conservative kitchen table politics. And, of course, we're going to get right into that today because of the fact I just had the best week of my life watching that convention, and even a better week watching the liberal media eat its children and get twisted up and freaked out and having complete on, I mean, basically they were having exorcisms on the other. I mean, it is just amazing. I mean, did anybody really just enjoy the freak out that the liberal media had? Because I had it thoroughly enjoyed it. I sat and laughed and laughed and laughed, especially on CNN with Van Jones, I think his name is, and the lady next to him just completely lost it. Boy, did their agenda just expose itself. I can't believe CNN keeps those people. And you know what? They're going to be the ones that do them in. They'll be doing in CNN because of their extreme communist and extreme socialist and left qualities that they expose full on. And this is a call-in show, and we are live. Yes, I'm alive today. 541, I'm sorry, I'm giving you my home number again. I'm kind of like not with it today. I have something very important to do today after my show, so I'm like, my mind is fully attacking that as we speak. 1-800-449-8255, and you can call in any time during the show, good, bad, and indifferent. I love to talk to you, I love to argue with you, and anytime, give me a call. In the middle of a statement, I don't care. But we are about to watch not only the unraveling of the Democratic elitist socialist party and the socialist media. We are about to watch it with our very eyes because, you see, when people come to the end of the line of being able to fool people, so you can fool some of the people some of the time, but you cannot fool all of the people all of the time. And the Democrats have really had a very long ride making people believe that they are the party of the underdog. But let me tell you, and the small people, that's what they say. We are for the little people. But this is a woman that is a multi-millionaire, and her money was not made by honorable work. Her money is all political. Taking money from dozens of countries that have extremely evil policies. And if you people vote for Hillary Clinton, you are voting for her to continue and not expose the wickedness in those other countries, like beating women and killing women and killing homosexuals, throwing them off of buildings. And these are the kind of people that donate money to Hillary. And what I don't understand is why do people not realize that the Democratic Party is the party of slavery? I am going to just keep talking about this because, you know, even I had some doubts about that until I watched a movie. And I know I've talked about this before, The Free State of Jones, which is a true story, and you have got to go see it. And now there's a new movie out called Hillary's America. I have not seen it. I've seen excerpts in it, and you have got to go see that. And you will see that the Clinton machine is the most dangerous type of machine and organization there is in the entire world, because they are, look at them. Would you ever think for a minute, if you met them on the street, that they have such incredible, frightening controversies and things that they've done in their life, which they just like sort of like, eh. You know why they can go, eh? Because of you guys. Not because of me, but because of all of you people that believe in the lies and the whatever it is that the Democrats have for you and hold for you. If you think that that is freedom to get stuff for free and to have whatever it is that you think that they have for you, if you think that that is what you're voting for, you are not voting for that. What you are you are voting for a new form of slavery. Because when people offer you something free, you have to know one single thing. Nothing is for free, people. Nothing is with your best interest at heart. You see, I've always believed that, you know, I work with troubled teenagers. And I have always believed that if I could just help one teenager have self-respect by teaching them how to be an entrepreneur, okay? Because that's what I am. I'm an entrepreneur. In fact, I'm a serial entrepreneur. And because it's easy to become that sickness, you know, because once you, I mean, look at Donald Trump's kids. They have multiple businesses. They work for their dad. They run his companies. And Ivanka has her own business, which grossed $100 million last year. And her clothing is beautiful. You see, that dad looked at his kids and said, you're capable. You are capable of doing anything in your life. Anything you put your mind to, you can do. And that's the kind of parent you want for your kids. You want a parent to look at your children and go, and if a kid says to you, Mommy, when I grow up, I'm going to do this and that. I know a lot of parents go, yeah, right, uh-huh. But there are families out there that say to their kids, you know what? You can be anything you want to be. All you got to do is just try it. Work on it. If you truly believe in it, the dream is yours. And I've lived that way my whole life. You know, I'm not a highly educated person, as you can probably tell. But it depends on what kind of education we're talking about. Are we talking about school, academics? No, I make million-dollar deals just as good as Donald Trump, I tell you right now. And I didn't go to the Wharton School of Business. It's out of pure necessity that I had to learn how to make million-dollar deals. Yes, I can survive in any situation because I have talents and skills. My dad, my four brothers, and I, and my husband, who is a jack of all trades and master of them all. When I met him, I knew that that was the man that would never let my family starve, because he can make anything, build anything, create anything. He can weld. He's a plumber. He's a licensed electrician. He's built beautiful log homes that have ended up in Log Home Living magazine. These are just out of his head. He said he built that log home in his head for 2 years before it actually became a reality. But that's because he knows he can. Now, my husband didn't come from that kind of life. He came from the kind of parents that really didn't truly believe in him and didn't really know how to encourage him, because his family was one of the believers, and they're Democrats. You know, they're just average, decent, nice, old-fashioned Democrats. 1-800-449-8255. We're going to talk about this incredible last week of the convention and everything that's going on. Stay with me. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. We'll be right back.
Trapped inside an ugly life, stuck in my cuckoo.
raised. Every day work, every day pray. Got family, friends, yeah, everybody sins. A winner never quits, and a quitter never wins. Help folks in need, don't fall for greed. A jealous man is weak, so think before you speak. If you love them, let them know. If you hate, let it go. Fast can be fun, but sometimes you need slow. God is all good, the devil is so real. So listen up, y'all, cause this is how I feel.
Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters, and that was Colt Ford. Wow. I just love that song. I mean, you know, I'm not sure if I love all of his songs, but that one is so good. It's like a story. 1-800-449-8255. That's 1-800-449-8255. We're going to go right to the phones. We've got KJ from Georgia. Hi, KJ. What's on your mind? Welcome to the Everything That Matters.
Oh, wonderful day, Diane. Thank you for taking my call. On behalf of the hundreds of thousands of people listening to you every Sunday, and we do appreciate you so much, more than I can say myself personally, and I'm sure I speak for a lot of others.
So well, thank you.
That's the way I mean that way. What are you talking about? These liberal Democrats, they're getting something for free. I mean, the socialism on this debt spending is not going to work. I mean, you see, Obama's doubled the national debt. In other words, he's undermined the United States fiscally. I mean, what are his accomplishments? I say Obama / Hillary because it's basically the same thing. Obama, Hillary, bring him back again. I mean, his accomplishments like Arab Spring, the rise of ISIS, undermining the U.S. Fiscally this way, and then demographically, open borders, the drugs, the problems from the drugs, and then on top of that, the racial division. His trigger man Sharpton's come in and three or four occasions thrown down a race card with no merit. And generated all kinds of black on white hate crime, racial division. And if it hadn't been for the shooting in Dallas, Black Lives Matter was going to do a whole lot up in Cleveland. But because of that, it put a dampener on them because, you know, it happened at the end of the, so, yeah. We're lucky we got by the convention without martial law.
Yeah. Well, you know, I also think it's the tens of thousands of, bikers for Trump showing up.
Yes.
That kept that kind of quiet too, because those guys were, you don't mess with those guys. They were serious and they were not afraid to do whatever it takes to keep that, those people safe. You know, the Trump, delegates and the, you know, the police. They were there to protect the police as well. So.
You know, you get the rise that's going on, the rise of so-called black nationalism or this black liberation theology, Jeremiah Wright, Obama's pastor, Louis Farrakhan, the Black Panthers, the Black Liberation Militia, several of them, and
yeah.
You know, it's detrimental. They're anti-American and they're racist, and that's two of the shooters were Louis Farrakhan, Nation of Islam, so they're very dangerous.
Well, I'm not sure about that, but you know, anyway. But yeah. Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate your call.
Thanks, Dan.
Okay.
Oh, thank you, dear. Thank you.
1-800-449-8255. No, you know, the truth is that I am starting to believe that there are a lot more good people in this country than the Obama / Clinton, as our last caller explained. You know, it's really going to be a super sad week because Clinton has decided to bring the victims of police violence up in front of the, in fact, I have an article on there. They're going to have them as speakers. Okay. So what he was just saying is the division, and a lot of these people that actually have already had their day in court were not deemed guilty. And of course, you know, we don't hear about that in the media, of course. Here, let me just find that one article if I can. Oh gosh, there's a lot of good articles today. I'm excited about today. I'm going to talk to you about all kinds of cool stuff. But anyway, I just, in case I can't find this right now, I'll probably happen upon it any minute. But the thing is that Hillary has decided to create a divisive, her convention is going to be about divisiveness. It's going to be how evil the police are and how innocent the victims are. And that is just one more. I'm not saying police are perfect. They're human beings. They make mistakes. And you know, and it's very sad because people are dying every single day. But the only thing that the media shows is the occasional shooting of a white cop and a black person. And you know, that is divisive because that isn't the whole story. That isn't the story of our country. It is becoming the story of our country because of the media. The media is not only the most divisive organization in the world, they are like, you know, the pen is mightier than the sword. Well, they are part of the problem. And today, we're going to talk about the unraveling of the Democratic elitist socialist party and the elitist socialist media. They are about to get their due. Just watch and don't get sucked in anything they say or explain away as Donald Trump rips into the beehive with a mighty hand of strength. Donald Trump did not pull any punches during his convention. He did not try to be anything but himself. He doesn't do anything that he's not. He did not try to soften the truth that the media would like him or report good on him. Not only did he poke the beehive, he is not afraid of what might come out of it. That is why I like Donald Trump. Because, you know what? The man does not have to be... Listen, the man is famous. He's rich. He's powerful. He has his own empire. Why would he give all of that up, which he loves dearly, to try to help our country? Why would any man do that? Now, I can understand why Hillary Clinton would do that. She's not giving up anything. She would be gaining ground in power. She is about Hillary Clinton. She is not about America. And here's the scary part, people. I want to talk to black people today and Hispanics, because the Democratic Party, the old Democrats in the old days were called Reagan Democrats. They were good people, and there are still a lot of them around. But the new Democrat Party, which we now are calling the new Democrat Party, is like the old Democrat Party, the ones that were the Ku Klux Klan. If you ever watched the movie, and I highly recommend you people, and I mean everyone, go and see that movie, Free State of Jones, you will see the true story of how the Democrats did not want the black people to vote. In fact, the first voters that were black were Republicans. And it was the Republican Party that was the party that fought for anti-slavery. And what I don't understand about most of the people in America, do we all forget our history? Did we forget our history that there were people voting to keep black people and fighting to keep black people slaves? And then there was a party that was voting and fighting to keep black people from being slaves. And those were the Republicans. And they're still doing it. Because the truth is, people, that when you become a Democrat, you become part of the party of slave owners. And you also become part of the new slavery. Because the moment somebody hands you over everything you think you need to live off of except for freedom, you have become a new form of slave. Because I would never take anything from anybody. That makes me independent. I don't want anything from... I love earning it. But the moment you don't want to earn it, guess what you are? That's right. You are a slave. And that is what frightens me about a lot of people in this country, especially a lot of the young, college-going millennials who just have no idea what the hell they're talking about 90% of the time. They just don't understand what they are promoting. You are promoting slavery, and you will be a part of that yourself. 1-800-449-8255. That's 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. We'll be back, so don't go away.
My dreams, and the days went ticking by like the beat of my heart. Spend my nights wondering. La 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 la.
Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. That's 1-800-449-8255. We're going to go right to the phones. I've got Dawn from Tennessee. Welcome to Everything That Matters, Dawn. This is Diane Linderman. What's on your mind?
Well, Diane, I'm what you would call a...
I'm losing you, Dawn. I'm losing you. I want to hear what you have to say, but I'm not sure what's going on with your phone.
Okay. Well, can you hear me?
I can. Try it again.
Okay. Well, I'm what you would consider a millennial.
Okay.
I'm 21 years old. I'm in college in Tennessee. And I just wanted to let you all know, well, you in particular, I am completely against everything that you have said on the radio over the past hour.
Okay.
I think it is very closed-minded. I feel like your views on the slavery are a little bit skewed, and you might need to do a little bit more research and brush up on your history a little bit.
Well, maybe you need to, because you are a millennial, and you guys I don't think you get taught the honest history anymore.
You know, but history is history. I mean, it is what it is.
No,
you know,
but they don't teach it anymore. See, they don't teach it in school anymore. You don't learn about the truth anymore. You learn the liberal crap that they spew to you. They've changed history books. What have I said that's so closed-minded or whatever you said?
It was your comparison of Republicans and Democrats, okay?
Okay, so what did I say that's
essentially
wrong?
Essentially, how I took it was, and correct me if I'm wrong, and I know you will, but if you are a Democrat, you are a slave or a slave owner. Now, how the heck is that a logical statement?
Well, first of all, I said if you are a liberal Democrat, communist Democrat, not the Reagan Democrats. There are really good Reagan Democrats in this country that do not think like this. But those are the old Democrats. The new Democratic Party is because the truth is, what do you think a slavery is? Let me ask you a question. Do you think slavery is just what they did in the old days where they bought and sold people and they made them work for free? Well, basically, if you think about what a slave is in these days, it's almost exactly the same thing. If you are actually waiting for a handout from the government and you're not inspired by the government because they're so willing to give you just about everything that you need so that you do not have to provide for yourself, then you owe them something. So that is called loyalty. But there's no freedom there. You're not independent, are you? Because to me, the opposite of slavery is independence. And if you watch the movie, which is a very excellent, excellent movie, and it actually, people have read the book and know the history, said it was very close to the truth. You watch these beautiful people that were black slaves that fought for their independence. That I have total respect for. But
it wasn't
the people.
Just blacks. I mean, it was Asians and white.
That's exactly
well.
Right. It's exactly, I mean, right. You're right. Okay. But the truth is that the Democratic Party does not want you to be independent. It wants you to feel like you owe them something. So well, what is it about the Democratic Party that invites you or entices you to be part of it?
Now, I'm not saying that I'm a hardcore Democrat. I am not, you know, I'm probably in between both Republican and Democrat. I just have an open mind on all of it because I feel like, personally, it doesn't matter what the label you put on it is. true.
Yep. So, but I still haven't. I still haven't heard from you, Dawn. What I have said that is so closed-minded. Do you want to hold on over the break, and you and I can still chat?
Oh no, it's fine. I like talking to you.
I love for you to chat.
My closed-minded. Racist slavery mouth is going to just
yeah, but you know what? I like you questioning me. Why don't you hold on and we'll have this chat on the other side. Will you do that?
It's all right. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you for calling. I appreciate your call. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. Let the sun illuminate the words that you could not. Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. That's 1-800-449-8255. I love that kind of call. You know why? Because he is a very confused young man. He really doesn't get it. That's what makes millennials sort of not, they're kind of walking around there like zombies. They're just like, trying to touchy-feely their way through life. And I think that in that young man, Dawn, I think he has a Republican conservative. I don't think Republicans are conservative. I am a conservative. I'm not a Republican. So, Dawn, I'm not a Republican. I'm a conservative. And, you know, he gets insulted because that's what they've been taught. It's about feelings. And they've been taught that, you know, you cannot allow to say the truth because then you're hurting people's feelings. Well, I reserve the right to insult anybody I want. That's what I reserve the right to do because this is America. And it is not against the law to feel insulted. It's just because, you know, the truth is, the truth does insult people. And I love the truth. And if it insults me, then I got to look at me. I got to look at what I've done wrong and what I need to change in myself. Because otherwise, it shouldn't affect you. You know the old saying, sticks and stones. But, you know, he was saying, I'm offended by everything you just said. But the truth is, he couldn't argue with me about it. And that's exactly the way the Democrats are. They just think they're supposed to be kind and decent people. And anybody that says the truth, anybody that pokes the eye of a beehive is a bad person. But maybe we need to stir up the country right now because it needs to have the facts and the truth in the forefront. And that's why I love Donald Trump. We're going to go. Is Debbie still there? Debbie, welcome to Everything That Matters. Are you still on waiting for me?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for waiting. How are you doing?
Well, wasn't that convention awesome?
It was.
I love the fact that Pence is going to be the next vice president. I mean, Trump and Pence, awesome. And how about all those bikers coming in?
I love that.
Offering their protection against hostility and violence. I was so proud when I seen them rolling in. And
I was too.
There's a new Hillary movie out. I'm going to go actually try and see that thing tonight. It's called Hillary's America. And that's
going
to open up a lot of people's eyes.
I know.
And that young guy that was on before me, I mean, look, it's that kind of thinking that when the crack hits the fan, it's going to get a lot of people hurt because you need to be patriotic and stand up and open your eyes to all the other garbage. It was the Democrats that started slavery. It was the Democrats that want to continue slavery. It's all the Republicans all throughout history that wanted the freedoms and people just need to open their eyes. And I'm going to hang up and just take your answer offline. And you have a blessed day.
Thank you. Thanks, Deborah. 1-800-449-8255. You know, the truth is that people don't know the truth anymore. It's so muddled. We don't know history anymore. We haven't been taught history anymore. You know, I don't even remember much of history, but I do remember the fact that there were two sides, one for and one against slavery. And I just never in my, when I was young, I never could understand why anybody would be for slavery. That's why now that I'm a full-grown woman and I've got kids, I've got millennials as children that are extremely streetwise kids. They are entrepreneurial as heck. They are no different than anybody else because everybody's got these things they have to go through in life. Although they don't have tattoos and piercings, our family just thinks that's the most insane thing to do to your body is to start plugging it full of stuff and coloring on it. You know, that means that you're looking for somebody to join. It doesn't make you an individual, by the way. I'm probably going to get a million calls on people. One time I talked about in a local show and I had at least 30 calls of all these people that had piercings and tattoos. But, you know, it's just one of those things that like, oh, it's my freedom of artistic, you know, blah, blah, blah. Well, when you're 80 years old, what's it going to look like? It's going to be hanging down to your feet. And especially the women, you know, like, anyway, 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. Don't go away. I've got so much ahead.
I am moving through the crowd, trying to find myself.
This is Everything That Matters, 1-800-449-8255. That's 1-800-449-8255. And by the way, I'm not sure if I told you that I do give a recipe or some recipes at the end of my show because my day job, I am a traveling cooking show host. Isn't that weird? And it is the most fun thing a human being can do. I work with kids. I have a show called Kids Can Cook. And one called Everything That Matters in the Kitchen. Yeah, I kind of own the whole brand, Everything That Matters. So I have Everything That Matters in everything. Parenting, blah, blah, blah. Got a book coming out. We have a ranch. We're going to have kids. Yeah, so we've got all kinds of future plans. And that's what life is about, right? But when I found this article, I had to share this with you. With Clinton and the DNC silent on cops, Philadelphia police write scathing letter. As the Republican National Convention winds down and the Democratic National Convention gets ready to begin, Hillary Clinton received a huge smack in the face from Philadelphia police. John S. McNesby, president of the Philadelphia chapter of the Fraternal Order of Police, penned a scathing letter to Clinton after noticing the DNC would be allowing speakers to talk about police violence, but there would not be any to speak for the other side, the police. Here's what the letter said. President John McNesby and the membership of Philadelphia Lodge 5 FOP are shocked and saddened by the planned choice of speakers at the DNC in Philadelphia. The Fraternal Order of Police is insulted and will not soon forget that the Democratic Party and Hillary Clinton are excluding the widows and other family members of police officers killed in the line of duty who were victims of explicit and not implied racism and being on duty in blue. It is said that to win an election, Mrs. Clinton must pander to interests of people who do not know all the facts, while the men and women they seek to destroy are outside protecting the political institutions of this country. Mrs. Clinton, you should be ashamed of yourself if that is possible. Wow. After the letter was received by the Clinton campaign, they caved and decided to allow two police officers to speak at the convention. Oh, really? Charles Ramsey, former Philadelphia police commissioner, and Joe Sweeney, a New York police department after who served during 9/11. A Clinton's campaign spokesperson also had to say, as Hillary Clinton has said, we need to support heroic police officers who put their lives online every day, as well as listen to the voices of mothers who have lost their children. We look forward to highlighting the courageous efforts of law enforcement. Of course, they're going to say that. They got caught with their pants down. So now they're going to let two cops speak. They're going to let them speak instead of, you know, what rudeness, what disgust. You know, the Hillary Clinton's party is a party of division. It's a party that wants to divide America. And it is actually a racist. You know, that's what it's all about. It's about proving that she is really an African American. Because, see, she's jealous of Barack Obama. So being a woman wasn't good enough for her. Now she has to be on the side of all people of color, even the bad ones, okay? Because you know what? I think all the good people of color in this country are not stupid. They are super, super smart people, just like everybody else that sees the truth about Hillary Clinton. We are actually a more undivided country than I think Hillary Clinton really knows. And you know, I know a lot of Hispanic people. They're awesome. They're beautiful, wonderful, family-oriented people. And they're actually more conservative than they are a Democrat. But they have been sold a bill of goods that make them believe that if they vote for Donald Trump, that he's going to throw all of them out of the country. You see, these are lies perpetrated by the Democratic camp. They want the Hispanic people and people of all different ethnicities believe that they are not going to be welcome in America anymore. But you know what? America's made up of nothing but immigrants. But they are legal immigrants. And he has to do this for the safety of our nation, is to bring people in the way they used to be in the old days. In Ellis Island, which I visited when I was in New York City, and everybody should go through there. They were so thoughtful to the immigrants coming from everywhere in the world. They brought them in through Ellis Island. They had a hospital in there that made sure that everybody coming in was not sick. They researched who they were. They kept perfect records, and that's why you can go in there right now and probably find your ancestors in a giant book if you have the time to do that. But they're all there. But what an unbelievably beautiful place that those people went through. My father went through Ellis Island when he came in from England. So it's everywhere in the world, but they don't do that anymore. And their reasons are evil. The Democratic Party, I should say, for the sake of my caller, Dawn, the evil, liberal, communistic, socialistic party, because there are some very good Democrats in this country. They are like the Reagan, the blue-collar Democrats, the ones that used to think the way that Republicans think, because that's how far left the Democrats have become. And if you associate with that party, and I'm going to say this, which really PO'd Dawn off, it makes you a slave owner. It makes you act like a slave owner, because it's not the party of independence and freedom and inspiration. It is the party of division, connivingness, dishonesty, and slave-like qualities that keeps people from finding their true independence. What's wrong with independence? I love it. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman. Check out my website, Everything That Matters Radio. When we come back, we got more. Stay with me.
Trapped inside an ugly life, stuck in my cocoon. I needed some wings to make it right. I had to fly away real soon.
I'll play Final Frontier.
Only go where no conservative mom has ever gone before.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Diane Linderman.
Where's the outrage? It's the zombie apocalypse.
Whoa, I'm waking up.
This girl is on fire.
Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. Talking about everything that matters in life, business, parenting, cooking, kitchen table politics. And you can call me anytime you want at 1-800-449-8255. And if you love to give me a good argument, I even enjoy that more than agreeing with me. But I still love to hear from you anytime at 1-800-449-8255. One of the things that I forgot to tell you that I just sort of looked into was that the millennials, 19% of millennials are Republicans. The rest are Democrats. And that's because of the situation of going to the liberal federal schools and the liberal colleges and universities in our country not teaching the truth, although most of them lack a lot of common sense, or they're very confused by what they hear from these authority they call teachers, which I never gave any merit to most teachers in my life because I had to be who I am first. And then if they had something they want to offer me to learn, then I decided whether I want to learn it or not. I know that sounds really crazy, right? But I wasn't interested in a lot of things. And I hated the way they taught history, even when I was younger. And so I didn't learn a lot about history because I refused to remember dates and places. Now I'm interested in history, and I love history. And I'll tell you, I'll get out a history book now, as long as it's one from, 30 years ago when they still had real history, or 40 years ago. I don't even know. I'm probably even dated that. But 19% of millennials have a brain on their shoulders. The rest of them caught up in a movement that they do not understand. Caught up in a movement that believe that the Democrat Party, the Socialist Party, is the coolest thing on the world because, we're going to get free tuition and we're going to get free everything. You see, they are actually voting themselves slaves. That's my thing. I can't stand it when people think that anybody willing to give them stuff is doing it out of the kindness of their heart. It's the Republicans paying the bills or the conservatives. Speaking of Republicans, I have to tell you something. I was watching, what's his name? My brain just had a fry. Ted Cruz. Thank you very much. Ted Cruz. And I watch him, I'm like, oh, gosh, he's going to do the classy thing. Oh, my gosh, that would just make me have, I would feel bad about anything bad I ever said about him. See, my sister-in-law wanted Ted Cruz, and I wanted Trump this whole time. Her and I used to get on the phone and argue for hours. Not anymore. She has turned on her Ted Cruz because he is classless. I thought what he did the other day at that convention was absolutely a disgrace to our freedoms in our country. He's a hypocrite. He has become everything Donald Trump has ever called him. I guess Donald Trump feels justified now because he basically just showed who he really was. He's about Ted Cruz. Now, here's the thing. I hear all these establishment Republicans still degrading the hell out of Donald Trump, saying they're never going to vote for him. Because, you see, to me, that is just as bad as racist. See, they are so proud and so arrogant and such Republican elitists that for them, they would rather lose to Hillary Clinton than to say they're going to unite behind the Republican Party, which the America has spoken and America voted in. But no, because they're all right. And you see, these are part of the media, people. These are the people that are just as bad as Democrats. The Republicans that spout that, oh, Donald Trump is this and he's that, and he'll never win. Well, you know what? They don't know what the hell they're talking about. And it's going to make their organizations look stupid because he has gone against every single odd. All the odds were against him. He was a horse that they didn't even think would make it around the track. These elitist Republicans are so arrogant. I hate watching them. Whenever they come on Fox News or any of the other news channels, which I occasionally visit, I just turn them off because I can't stand them more than I can't stand elitist Democrats. Elitist Democrats are sort of loyal to their stupidity. But these Republicans have no humility. And there are a few of them that I actually started to admire when they say, well, I guess he showed me. I don't really know what I'm talking about. You know, I mean, it was really great to hear them say that. But the kind of elitist and elitism that those Republicans have is uglier by far and more disgusting than any bad Democrat on the face of the earth to me. Because for them to not just recognize it's by the people, we the people have found our leader, have found the man we want to become president of the United States, and they cannot get behind that. They are betrayers of America. And I'm going to call them out. They are bloody betrayers. And they don't deserve to have the limelight and get on Fox News and all those stations. They haven't earned the right because they've been wrong. And I'm sitting here listening to all the talking heads explode after this convention. Literally just explode. And I keep thinking to myself, here are people that say you can't do this and you can't do that. And he immediately started just degrading the heck out of him like Donald Trump said they would. He doesn't care. He pokes them in the eye all the time. He pokes that hornet's nest all the time because he loves to see these guys, right? They're all flying all over the place trying to figure out life. And then Ted Cruz gets up. He said he gave that speech to teach and show Donald Trump how to win. Now, the arrogance of Ted Cruz was at its highest degree I've ever seen when a loser tries to tell a winner how to win. They all do that. Well, if he wants to win, he's got to do this. He's got to mellow out. He's got to do this. I'm going to tell you something. Anytime a man like Trump listens to any of those people, I won't listen to Trump anymore. Because they try to say, well, you got to be more presidential. But being presidential isn't what we've hired him for. We want to hire a man that's himself. Thank God Donald Trump is so smart. They ask him, well, are we going to see the new improved Donald Trump? And he said, no, you're going to see me. That's who I am. I'm me and I'm going to stay me. Thank you. Because that's what we want as the American people. We love your honesty. I don't care if you're clumsy. I don't care if you brag on yourself. You've earned it, brother. You've earned the right to be proud and arrogant, but I don't even think you are. I actually think you're very humble. To allow Ted Cruz to get up on that stage and to know that that man hates your guts. You know, I heard, I can't remember, one of the other losers in the Republican Party say, well, what if somebody said that about your wife and your father? Well, let me tell you something. If you get insulted by that, you do not have the qualities and the skills to become president of the United States of America. You know, if you don't just get up and you just be yourself and not really let it affect you, then you don't deserve the right and you don't have the qualities and you're not ready to be president because, unfortunately, Ted Cruz is pissed off, and it showed. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. Don't go away. We've got way more ahead, including recipes.
And the days went ticking by.
Welcome back. 1-800-449-8255. 1-888-449-8255. Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. I'll give that number again, 1-800-449-8255. If I really irritate you, you can call me. I always love to know what I'm doing wrong in your eyes, and I'll let you tell me. I'm humble and proud of it. I always love that. I was on an old movie one time. Okay, did you know that, let's see, Obama's half-brother is going to vote for Donald Trump? It said, President Obama's Kenyan half-brother wants to make America great again. So he's voting for Donald Trump. I like Donald Trump because he speaks from his heart. Malik Obama told the Post from his home in the rural village of Kugelo. I think that's how you pronounce it. Make America Great Again is a great slogan. I would like to meet him. President Obama's Kenyan half-brother wants to make America great again. So he's voting for Donald Trump. I like Donald Trump because he speaks from his heart. I mean, they keep repeating this. Malik Obama told the Post from his home. Okay, blah, blah, blah. I don't know why that post looks really weird like that, but I think that's fascinating. Oh, boy, could we get some good things out of that brother if we could get talking to him, huh? I would ask him everything. And I would find out the truth, I bet. This is exactly what I've been talking about all day, this article. Trump's vision of hope looks dark to the media elites. See, we've got two ways of looking at things in life, said the fly that walked across the mirror. It's a joke, you know. My dad's English joke. I know. It's really dumb, but if you can imagine what it means, okay? The word of the day is disconnect. That is the only word that adequately describes the vast gap between everyday Americans and the media elites. Boy, is that the truth? Oh, my gosh. It's so true. The media elites live in a parallel universe. They live in a world that really doesn't exist because, you see, if the pen is mightier than the sword, then they've got an army because of us stupid people here in America that read their you-know-what because they believe everything the media. They actually dictate what we're supposed to believe constantly, okay? They subtly and over-talk and over-express their hatred of conservatism. And they make millennials believe there's something wrong with being independent. Because conservatism and the Republican Party is supposed to represent independence. Independence in everything in America. Listen, when the original documents of the Constitution and the independence and everything that our founders had created was based upon government being servants of the people. But instead, the Democrats have become the elitist and they become the slave owners all over again. And they have become the party of I like to say, the slave designers. How can we get all of, and that's why they want to bring all the immigrants in this country that are undocumented, because it really doesn't matter to them whether they're going to just kill people and destroy people. It doesn't matter to them because they know that because they let them in the country and they're going to end up on welfare, they're going to vote for the welfare power, the one that gives them everything. You know what would really be insanely awesome is if the immigrants came into this country and loved America, loved the independence. Because, see, these people come from the countries of communist and socialist style of countries. That's why they want to come to America. But when they get here, they're met with, here's welfare, here's housing, here's you can go to any doctor you can. It's free. Here's your cell phone. Here's food stamps. You see? And they think, oh, this is awesome. I don't even have to go out and work for it here. They just hand you over, you know, the equivalence of $25,000, $35,000 a year. and they get housing and beautiful homes. And I mean, anytime I've ever seen anybody be interviewed that is totally a welfare person, most of the people that I have ever seen, I mean, full on, you know, the culture of welfare, I call it. And I don't believe that welfare is, you know, that, you know, people that are veterans of our country, by the way, thank you for your service. And police, thank you for our service, policemen, and all the military and all the people that die for us every day. And, you know, even doctors, and I don't know about the lawyers because they're pretty much, I don't even want to say it because you always need a lawyer eventually. But, you know, I've met some pretty bad ones. The point is, what I'm trying to say, and I like to keep it simple, is that we have a country of divided between good and evil. And if the power of the media will never expose the goodness of the conservative party, they will always make you try to doubt yourself what you may see and what you may hear. There are a lot of people in this country that are not stupid, though. That's what I'm counting on. I'm counting on the people that just get sick and tired of the selling job that the Democratic Party does constantly. And you know, if you can already see that they're the Democrats are falling apart. They were making fun of the Republican convention, and believe me, for somebody that's never done this before, that's not a politician, who really wants to save money in this country for us and stop spending it, did it on a shoestring. And I love this part. When I found out that Donald Trump finds people that really aren't professionals all the time in certain things, like the speechwriter that kind of messed it up, you know what? I can totally understand his forgiveness for that person, because there are so many good qualities in people that dare and risk their own selves to do something for somebody that they admire and love. And I tell you, the people that work for Donald Trump love him. And they may not be these expensive, highfalutin speech writers, and there isn't 50 of them like Hillary Clinton. So if he had a few little bumps in the road, who cares? But when you start out the Democratic convention with, which is my most hated person on earth, which is a Debbie Olsemann Schultz, can't stand that woman. That woman just grosses me out. Anyway, by the way, she actually was asked to step down after the convention. Very good. Too late, though. She already ruined it. And here's a tweet from Donald Trump. Today proves what I have always known, that Rince Priebus is the tough one and the smart one. Okay. You know, I mean, truthfully, Debbie, she was just used by them. You know, that she's just trying to please her slave owners, to be honest with you. She just didn't do it good enough. You know, and the other thing I read today was some of the emails that, you know, that were leaked out, that there's now we're finding out that they really, you know, their system was really rigged. And so was the Republican system. But the thing is, again, you got a guy that's super strong. He was not going to back down. He called everybody every name in the book. And it worked, because we all think it too. Most of us think that. Well, everything that Donald Trump said, I pretty much have thought that for many years, and he's just gutsy, you know, gutsy guy. And Bernie Sanders, even though he is a communist, it didn't matter. The guy was kind of gutsy too. But the problem is, the Clinton machine is just more powerful, because they own the media. That is what they've got going for them. You know what, though? Their time is up. And their whole thing is unraveling in front of our eyes. And it's getting more and more fun, because we're going to see. Like, I cleaned out my closet the other day, and I have this awesome purse I loved. And I had a rat that had eaten half the bottom of it. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm unveiling the rat's nest. I go, this is just like the Democrats. We're finding out what they're made of, and also the Republicans. It's about darn time. I'm just going to throw that purse away and not even cry over it, because it was awesome when I found the rat's nest. 1-800-449-8255. Got about 20 minutes to go to the end of the show. Give me a call. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. Ending unplanned, staring at
Open up the dirty window. Let the sun illuminate the words that you could not find. Reaching for something in the distance. So
welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters, 1-800-449-8255. That's 1-800-449-8255. We're going to go to Greg from Georgia. Hi, Greg. Welcome to Everything That Matters. What's on your mind?
Hi, Diane.
Hello.
Listening to your show, it's interesting, but one thing I do notice is I've been here from Australia for 16 years. I've seen the reign of both parties, both the Liberal and the Democrats and the Republicans.
Yes.
When I came here in 2000, America was running great. It was at peace with everyone. Life was fantastic. Unfortunately, then they changed over to Bush Jr., who's a moron to begin with. They put us to war, and we're still at that same war that we've been in, you know, for 16 years now. That at this point, I don't know if you're ever going to get out of it. And then, of course, he did a double reign. And then after that, we got Obama in, who I'm not overly in favor of either. But I've seen both parties come in. Both parties are really just as bad as each other.
Oh, I kind of agree with that. I do.
Because, you know, Obama screwed up the country in different ways, and Bush screwed up things, but I don't know if anyone else has noticed that they both became very arrogant after this when they were ending their second term.
Yeah, I do.
But one thing to take note of is my family back in Australia is just laughing their head off, especially if Trumpy does get in. But I agree with some of the things he has.
Did you say they wish that Trump would not get in? I didn't quite hear that.
Oh, hell yeah. They think it's a lot. Yeah. Right now, American politics, because of what's going on with the election,
do you like Trump?
Around the world.
Do you like Trump?
No.
Why not?
He's a moron. If he runs the country the same way as he wants to run his businesses that have always failed, he's going to basically go to China, and his new deal for China is going to be, you know what, we're bankrupt, get stuff, we're not going to pay you money.
I don't think you're dealing with a stupid man. I think Trump is a very smart man. He's a very smart businessman.
Yeah, he's a show pony, but
he's extremely sharp.
Answer me one thing here. One of the things that he rattled off on in his propaganda speech was he was going to bring industry back to America.
Yes.
How the hell are you going to do that? If you think logically in a business manner, it all went overseas because you couldn't afford to pay the American workers the wage they're given and compete against the world. So is he going to bring the industry back and then underpay everyone?
No, I think what he's going to do, and this is just my own opinion, I think he's going to make regulations, a lot of the regulations in our country go away. I think he's going to make it more affordable to do business in America. And I think once you do that, it's going to be very inviting, because I'm going to tell you something. I own in my company 12 brand spanking new Ford trucks. If Ford doesn't become American again, I'm going to be buying Dodges next year. And that's what's going to happen. Those people that are leaving our country, and you know, it's almost not their fault, to be honest with you, because the Democrats and the Bushes, I don't like the Bushes anymore because of what I see that they have become. I actually met George Bush, and he was a very good man, but I think that they were trying to be all things to all people. What I love about Donald Trump, he doesn't give a damn if you like him or if you don't like him. He's going to poke the beehive, and he's going to see what comes out of it, and he will attack every bee that comes out of there that is not for America. And that's what I love about Donald Trump. But hey, I got to go to a break, Greg. Go ahead.
Yeah, but isn't that thing going to cause major problems internationally if he does that to some of the international
leaders? You know what? It's about time we stir up the beehive internationally too, Greg. We've got to. It's not right. There's something not going right in our country and around the world. Thank you for calling, Greg. I appreciate it. Call me back sometime. I'd love to have that talk with you again. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. I start singing the song. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman. Welcome back. You hear me distracted again. I get distracted. My kids go nuts. My mind works so fast that if I've thought about it for 2 seconds, I'm already on to the next thing. So I'd be having a conversation with my 21-year-old son, and I'll say, hey, Luke, did you, and I'm already on to the next thing before I finish my sentence. It drives him batty. I probably do that on this radio show a lot, too. I'm really sorry about that. We just had an interesting caller, though. You know, he's from Australia, and he thinks that, you know, that he's, that, you know, blah, blah, blah about Donald Trump. But, that's the thing I don't get about people. Can they not see, okay, let's get past Donald's nice size ego. I mean, listen, the guy has earned his ego. There's a lot of people that walk around with their chest stuck out. They think they're so cool, and they've really never achieved anything in their life. Why do people worry so much about what Donald Trump is going to do? Because you know what? I understand, being that I am a serial entrepreneur, and I've had some failures in my life. I mean, miserable failures. Am I afraid to fail? Absolutely not. Have I succeeded? Absolutely. Dozens of times. And finally, I've learned my lesson, so hopefully I don't ever have to fail again. But to me, I understand what it's like to be an entrepreneur and not knowing how you're going to do something, kind of have an idea about it. Sometimes when you talk about it, it makes you have to take a path that you are not allowing yourself to sort of change into. In other words, Donald Trump is a person that kind of lives in the moment. And he's giving you the ideas of how he wants to do, I mean, what he wants to do to change our country, okay? I like it all. Where you get the pundits and all the media and all the Democrats and all the stupid people of this world that really haven't figured out how successful people make success work, is that not always does the mind of a man like Donald Trump work the way yours works. So, you know, I always hear the people on CNN and Fox News and all the other ones saying, well, you know, the thing he's done is he hasn't really shown us how he's going to do it. How is he going to change this? How is he going to do this? And how he's going to do that? And I always think to myself, well, first of all, maybe he doesn't want to give it away. Period. Second of all, maybe because when the moment presents itself, when the opportunity and he actually becomes president and he sits in front of it, I have the belief system that that man will come up with the most incredible ideas, because he knows, this guy knows more successful people than anybody else in this world knows. This man knows real people that have had real successes. Believe it or not, I don't know about you, but all the elite politicians, I have no respect for, and Hillary Clinton being one of them. She's never made honest money in her life. The other day I was sitting, I think it was last night actually, the 300 bills she put in before Congress, only 3 passed. And they were something about naming some kind of building. You know, this is what happens. You got somebody like Hillary Clinton, who has the intellect of a frog, who all she knows how to do is be political. Now, political is a personality, okay? People that are political know how to make everybody feel okay about themselves. And you'll notice that whether or not they're an intelligent political person, by the choices they make and by the friends that they hang around with. And of course, when Barack Obama came along, everybody ignored the fact that that man has only been a community organizer and an attorney. But when they say that Donald Trump doesn't have the experience or the knowledge or the understanding how to run America, but they hired Barack Obama for 8 years, those are the people I don't want as friends. Because those people are completely start raving mad. They're insane. This Donald Trump hires tens of thousands of people. He runs his business all around the entire globe. And then not to speak of the fact that his kids are awesome. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman. And this is Everything That Matters. We're going to get into recipes, so stay with me.
Trapped inside an ugly life, stuck in my cocoon. I needed some wings to make it right. I had to fly away.
Welcome back. Diane Linderman here. This is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. You got me, found me focused on my recipe here. I love salmon. I have been making so much salmon lately. And so what I have done is, and the other thing I found out that is really, really good for you, is rye bread. Okay. So rye bread and salmon and a little bit of low-fat cream cheese, but I found something even more delicious. It's a yogurt cream cheese. It's actually like a kefir or a yogurt cream cheese, okay? So you've not only got the creaminess of cream cheese and some of the taste of it, but now you've got acidophilus and all the probiotics. And so I try to use that instead of cream cheese, but I also like cream cheese. And sometimes for men, I don't think it's a good idea to use the low fat because it actually stays with you longer when they have to work. So my husband's been coming in lately, and I take a piece of really good quality rye bread, and it's super good for you. It's diabetics can have it, and it's supposed to help you with weight loss. And so what I do is I just slather it with some cream cheese, and I put the lox on it. I don't know if anybody knows what lox is. It's a smoked salmon, and it is so delicious. And then sometimes I'll put a little bit of cucumber in it, like really finely thin sliced cucumber. Okay, so this is what I'm going to make for you today, which I think you'll really love. And then you can use it instead of dipping like chips and things like that, you can use vegetables. And I know people are like, I don't want to do vegetables. I don't want to do healthy. But I tell you something, it's really, really delicious with vegetables. So let me tell you how to make it. It's like a dip, but you can also use it to spread on some rye bread. And you cut the rye bread into like finger size, you know, and it's just delicious. And you can even lay some more salmon on top of it. So as much salmon as you can get in your body, I think it's really good for you. I think you should eat salmon like 3 to 4 times a week. That's what I think. So you need 8 ounces of cream cheese. You can use the low fat or regular or the kefir cheese, okay, at room temperature. And the reason why you're going to do that is you got to put it in the mixer, and it's got to be kind of soft. You're going to put a half a cup of Greek yogurt and a tablespoon of fresh squeezed lemon juice. And a tablespoon of minced fresh dill, and you salt and pepper to taste, and then you add 1.5 pounds of smoked salmon. Okay, minced. So you're going to mince it all up. So this is how easy this is. You put it into a bowl, and you use a hand mixer. And you just, have you ever used one of those hand mixers? You guys have to get one. They're amazing. And you just blend it all up. You know, just it pure. I mean, it just basically just turns it into a puree, basically, and really smooth and nice. And oh my gosh, it's so delicious. And you know, you can serve this with crackers and breads, and it's something really nice. You know, to take on a picnic for a dip. It's just good for you. Okay, how long do I have, Dave? I just want to see if I have enough time to do this next recipe. Dave, 3 minutes. I think I do have time. The other thing I've been making lately, which is so summery and delicious, is I make half lemonade and half iced tea, and I also make this thing called a freeze, but I'm going to tell you how to make a blended, like a Frappuccino-style lemonade iced tea. Yummy, yummy, yummy. All you do is just make it from scratch, people. Do not go to the store and buy lemonade. I mean, you can, I guess, but anyway, you make half and half. It's basically an Arnold Palmer, and you put it into a blender, and you put ice in it, but you put enough ice to not make it like a sorbet, but you make it so that when you blend it, it actually turns almost white, okay? Because there's so, because the liquid in there has sort of become icy. And, oh my gosh, you pour that into some big redneck wine glasses. Have you ever seen the redneck wine glasses? They are awesome. I have like a whole set in our house in Texas. Giant set. And, you know, they're like not just a little tiny. They're like half a gallon size. Because in Texas, you don't sip on just little tiny cups of iced tea. I went to this one restaurant, by the way, I have to tell you this funny story. I went to this restaurant. My friend took me there for my birthday, and we in Texas. And so I was walked by this little girl, and she had literally a pitcher in front of her with a straw in it. I'm like, why would they let that little girl do that? And I was so judgmental. I was like, how rude. She's drinking out of the pitcher. So I ordered iced tea, and guess what? That's how they served iced tea in Texas. It was a huge, probably half-gallon pitcher of iced tea. And I'm not kidding, people. If you ever go to Texas, you will never have better iced tea in your life. Watch out for the sweet tea. It will make you fat. But I have got to tell you, you've got to have it at least once because, oh my gosh, I don't know what they do. I tried to make it at home and it just does not come out as good as the tea in Texas. And then my husband found this tea in the market called Milo's in Texas, and it's a gallon size, and it's like $2 a gallon. And I'm like, oh, that can't be good. It's only $2 a gallon. We got it. Oh my gosh. It's one of those things. It's a fluke. Now that I've said something, probably every shelf will be empty. I talked about this burrito one time, and I went to my local place to get one, and they were completely out of them. Because I have at least 5 listeners, right? Because I have 5 listeners, and they'll all go out at one time. I'm just joking. Anyway, check out my website, everythingthatmattersinthekitchen.com. You need to buy my cookbooks. I have another one coming out, and keep an eye out. Why don't you guys get on my mailing list? Because I'm going to be sending out information about my Cooking Americana YouTube channel video, and it'll be coming out hopefully in the next month or so. It's really cute, and, you know, I'm not some actress or anything, but I'll show you a good time. Till next week, this is Diane Linderman. Check out my website, everythingthatmattersradio.com. Follow me on Facebook. I think that's what I'm supposed to say. We'll see you next week. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. Well, don't you know that other kids are starving in Japan? So eat it. Just eat it. Don't want to argue. I don't want to debate. Don't want to hear about what kind of food you hate. You won't get no dessert till you clean off your plate. So eat it. Don't you tell me you're full.